Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yeah, it was a bit awkward. I had Judy Finnegan on my list for a long period of time, but then I met her and I think she felt the same, but we just didn't want to ruin anything.
She did feel the same. The first thing she said to me when she met you was, if you don't marry him, I will. I was like, all right, Judy, sit down.
Richard offered me out for a duel. Hi, everyone, and welcome along to Couples Quarantine with...
Chloe Madeley.
And James Haskell. I'm very peppy to this morning.
Boop. James, it was our very good friend. We should make a topic.
Yeah.
It was our very good friend, Truzy, who listens to the show.
No, give him his full name.
Gary Truman.
Gary Truman.
Baby Gary Truman.
Yeah.
It was his birthday last night, and he invited all the boys, but even though he is just as close to me as he is to James, I wasn't invited because I have a vagina, which I take great offence to.
That's disappointing.
I mean, I have so many brothers. All half my friends are men, and this is just not fair.
Well, look, I'm going to be completely honest with you. We will do a full show on that because I think it's quite interesting how women can't come to men's parties.
Fairness, he actually made a really good point to me when we spoke on the phone. He was like, I can't invite everyone. And by saying no girls, I cut 50% off the invite list. I was like, fair play. Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, James went out last night. Actually didn't get home too late. Got home about midnight.
No, 11 o'clock actually.
Yeah, but he is feeling it today.
I was feeling it today, but I've powered in with my grenade energy drink. And some ice, some cooling
so
ice.
So good. They don't put watermelon flavour on the tin can. Because apparently that flavour doesn't sell, but I swear to God, guys, it is the best tasting energy. Well, it's the best tasting fizzy drink I've ever had.
And you know what? Show's not even sponsored by Grenade this week. Mm-mm. So Grenade, pull your fingers out and get on board with
We're not actually sponsored by Grenade right now either. We haven't even renewed our contract.
No, I have. I signed.
All right, fine.
Unlucky.
Right,
chin up.
Whatever, I'm still drinking my free energy drink.
Yeah, that's why I was out of the piss. But anyway, so Gary Truman's 60th birthday last night. Big fan of the show, big fan of The Good, The Bad, The Rugby. Pretends he doesn't listen to it, but he does. So I'm feeling a little bit dusty. But we want to say, firstly, thanks so much for all the amazing feedback on Emma Sales podcast.
Oh my God, how brilliant was she?
She was amazing. And do you know what we're discovering about Couples Quarantine is that the podcast is completely dividing opinion, as we are divided in opinion. So we are getting so many people going, oh my God, I love that aspect of what you said about that. And men say, oh my God, that's so true. And women are writing to you saying it's so true. It's kind of...
Yeah, it's really interesting. All the women... I don't like doing this because I don't like lumping men and women into two separate categories. Because as we talked about in the MSL podcast, I don't think it works like that. But I am getting a lot of messages from women being like, I completely agree with you, bitch.
And I've got so many men agreeing with me, and we're basically going to start rioting very shortly, and we're going to seize back.
No more riots, please. There are much more worthy causes.
Yeah, when I say it's a riot, it was more just pop down to the pub and we'll just argue, and then we come home, we'll do what our wives tell us, and we'll just get on with it as usual.
There you will.
Today's topic is an interesting one. We're getting a lot of fan mail to cqquestions@jameshaskell.org, which I'm really liking.
Yeah, so we got a little bit the first couple of episodes. This time we have got a packet of questions, and that's amazing. Thank you guys so much. And you're really lovely as well in all your questions, which I love.
But a lot of them say, James is right. How do you put up with the old battle axe?
Battle axe.
That's a great expression for...
You look like a battle axe.
I don't. Like an absolute shagger. Formative. Right. This question, I'm not sure we're going to read out people's names here because some people get quite personal about this, but I'll put this in. It says, as someone who's in a relationship with 27 year old.
Okay, I'll do it because James is so hungover he can't see. Just drink your drink, okay?
God.
We should put a shot in there so you've got some hair of the dog. Hi, James and Chloe. As someone who is in a relationship with a 27 year age difference, myself being 23 and my partner, who I adore, being 50, we've been together for 5 years in Jan. I'd love both your opinions on age gaps and max preferences if you were both single, and to discuss any relationships that you know of with age gaps. Thank you both so much for supplying your lockdown pods and great entertainment. I love you both so much. Oh, Thank you. Okay, so that's from a young man, 23-year-old young man, with a 50-year-old partner. James, go on. You've pre-read this and had some thoughts. So
when I was younger, a long time ago,
A long time ago.
You know, well, firstly, obviously, I'm not sure that this is maybe a gay couple, so we can talk about that, because I think that's a slightly different kettle of fish in certain aspects.
But I don't think you can presume that.
Well, maybe not, but, well, there's a partner, potentially.
I don't think you can presume it. It could be any. I mean, it doesn't matter either way.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. Because it sort of doesn't work one way and work the other way in my mind.
Okay, go on.
Right, okay, so firstly, when I was younger, you'd see girls, right, and you want to date them, and girls always gravitate towards slightly more mature men. And as we've discovered, I'm not particularly mature. So even when I was younger, I wasn't that mature. But you would meet a girl, and she'd be like, look, I'm really sorry, but I mean, I know this could just be piling me off, but a lot of times it'd be, you know, I date like older men, and I've actually got a boyfriend, and he works like Blockbuster. Bear in mind, like, we were like 16.
Right? I'm sorry, working for Blockbuster when I was 16 was like my dream job.
That's what I mean. No, but when you were 16, but the partner worked for Blockbuster, yeah, right?
This is all very mall rats.
Yeah, so you thought like, oh, this was wicked. And this bloke would then turn up, say he was like 30, turn up in his Golf, smoking a cigarette, and you pick the 16-year-old girl off, and they go off, right?
30 for 16. Whew.
Well, that's
what.
That's a big age gap. I mean, how many ages?
But he's 23.
Yes, okay, fine. But I'm just giving an example. Say she's 17, right, and the guy was 30. Okay.
Oh, sorry. One more year.
Okay, fine. She was 18. Very odd. I'm telling you, this is an exact thing that actually happened with a 16-year-old. But, you know, if you want to be politically correct, we'll make it 18, right? Okay. So she's 18, and a 30-year-old Blockbuster worker turns up in his car, music blaring, we're all standing there, and a bit of me's like, fucking hell, cool, that bloke's got a car, he's cool,
he,
you know, she goes off, he works at Blockbuster.
All the butter-kissed popcorn running can buy a girl.
And that, in your mind, you think that's a cool job. Now, when I was 30, there is no way that I'm going to be picking up a girl who's from 16 to even 21, thinking we've got anything in common.
But I will say one thing. You may have multiple times, because I know this applies to me and my friends, both male and female, done it without realizing.
No way.
The amount of times I lied to guys about my age when I was a teenager.
Yeah, but I think some guys like to be lied to. I do not want, I can't leave anything worse.
No, you do not need the what's the word? The scandal.
No, I'm not even worried about the scandal. Well, obviously it would be, but I mean, we're talking, let's keep it 18, because we're really going into dark waters here. But says 18, I've got nothing in common with an 18-year-old. Like, nothing.
Wait, hang on. Are you saying, just because there's two separate categories here and I just want to clarify, yeah, you're saying you wouldn't sleep with an 18-year-old or you wouldn't date? Because those are two very different things.
Both.
Please.
Babe, I wouldn't. Look.
Britney Spears, FYI, flashback in that schoolgirl outfit. When she did that, she was 50.
Without being crude, right, do you think an 18-year-old bird knows her way around a piece? Because I'm going to say she doesn't. I'm going to say she doesn't. And I won't be crude, but you've maybe go there. No. If you've got a little bit worldly wise, like I got, you know, you see these older men and go, I've got these younger girls. You're like, well, why? You've got nothing in common. The chat shit. Their worldview is completely different. They haven't got a pot to piss in and they're going to be crap in bed. Unless you get a girl, you know, one who's sort of genetically deep, you know, predisposed to an absolute animal. I don't think it's happening.
No, it's genetically deep. Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? I just don't get it. So when I was, I used to look at these girls and think, wow, I go out with older guys. I now look at these older guys and go, oh my God, that guy's an absolute sado, worked in Blockbuster, who was hanging around school gates.
There are more sado words.
Sado. It's true though. It's true. So I now, you know, I think, for example.
God, that guy was an absolute sado.
Right? So now I'm 35.
Oh, that got me.
So I'm 35, you know, I reckon 25, 24, if you were to bin me, I could shop around that area, right?
So you tell me every time we have an argument.
I could get a 25-year-old girl, Chloe. You couldn't, James.
I could replace you tomorrow. I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah, I could.
Do you know who you're talking to?
I was going to pop you in a box like Paddington Bear and send you down to the post office and fuck you off to Peru. Okay. You'd come back though. They'd send you back the little pot of uneaten marmalade.
Yeah, don't like marmalade.
It's not on diet. I haven't tracked it. I'm like, get back. No, but that's my point. So
Sado.
No, but I don't get that. So I, you know, but they have that novelty factor. Like, oh, I saw this young. I'm like, what are you going to be doing? Like, what's the chat level like? So I don't think, cool. I think it's a bit
actually,
odd.
Actually, I think
respect.
I was just as lols when I was 18.
No,
as I am
Chloe,
now.
You're not lols now.
I'm hilarious.
You're absolutely not. Anyone who describes themselves as lols and hilarious is.
Me.
I'd rather get smacked the dick with a shovel. So that's my point of view. That's that I don't get.
Well, apparently you just need to start sleeping with an 18-year-old for that kind of result.
No, so I don't. I think the age gap thing from older men to younger girls at that period is very odd. And I think the girls, I think girls do gravitate towards older men when they're younger, but surely at some point the novelty must wear off and they're like, oh my God, this guy is an absolute loser.
So as much as I loved that whole insight of yours, I actually think that this guy is maybe looking for like something that he can walk away with having learned something. And you talking about how an 18-year-old doesn't know a way around a piece is likely not going to help him.
But write in and tell...
Like, no, you're accurate. Okay, so... to this person, first of all, I agree with James. I think obviously me and all my friends went through phases where we dated older guys at school, and I think I've actually never dated a younger guy ever. I slept with a younger guy once and regretted it immediately, as in like in real time. Immediately, yeah. It was a big mistake. So I think you're right. I think it's a bit weird when it's when the guy's in his 30s and he's dating someone who's like a teenager.
Yes.
I think it's less weird. I think it, but I do not think. Okay,
there's
so
a
to
barrier,
this,
though,
to this
think.
Person, to this person, I do not think that having a 27-year age difference when you're in your 20s and your partner is in his, late 40s, early 50s, I do not think that that is very weird. And the reason being why I don't think it's weird, I have three reasons. One, my ex-boyfriend, who I, you know, still love to pieces, not in that way, but in a very like
serious. What's in this drink you're drinking? You sure it's not watermelon vodka?
He's fantastic, and I was with him when I was in my mid-20s and he was in his mid-40s, so he was 20 years older than me. I know, my, how I've regressed. The conversation has really taken a nosedive.
I mean, I was about to say I could get out of bed and I'm more mobile, I don't need cod liver oil, but I'm actually worse than Nick than he is, and I'm only 35.
Yeah, true. And the relationship was wonderful. I mean, really, really great. It was very short-lived. We were only together for under a year, somewhere in that kind of 6 months, two-year bracket.
5 years, winning.
Yeah.
Nearly six.
Oh, is it? And he's fantastic. And I learned a lot from him. And we had a great time together. And we travelled. And it was one of the best relationships I've ever been in. And it
sorry,
ended...
we're not... That wasn't the question.
No,
please
wait,
tell all
on.
Our listeners
no,
about
no,
how much
no.
you love your ex.
No. He's literally saying, this is the situation I'm in. Right. Can you talk about it? I think he's trying to find... I reckon he's getting the reaction, the same reaction that I got, where everyone was like, what? You're dating someone in their 40s? Or like, oh, it'll never last. You're too different. And I think he's looking for someone to turn around and say, actually, I know that it can work because I've been there. And it could have worked. But the only thing is that I didn't fall in love with this person, this ex. And that's why it didn't last longer. And vice versa. Yeah. And I did fall in love with you. So I should calm down. But I loved him very much as a friend. We just never got into that, you never fell into that thing that me and you fell into where we were like obsessed with each other. So it ended very nicely.
You were obsessed. I'm sort of medium to...
Yeah, that's true. James has never been obsessed with me. It's like the bane of my life. The second reason why I know it works is because of my parents. My mum is 8 years older than my dad. So then that's a flip. And I think my dad, the first time he met her, and obviously ever since, has always felt like she was his soulmate. She was the one that he was meant to be with. And of course, they go through their ups and downs, despite what people seem to think about relationships now, especially in the public eye. But they've had good times and bad times as a married couple, but they are very much meant to be together. And the last example I'll give you is that my godfather is 20 years older than my godmother, and they have a fantastic relationship and are extremely happy. And again, have gone through a lot of ups and downs, as anyone who's married knows and will tell you, and have absolutely kind of flourished in their marriage. So my response to you would be, it absolutely works. If you're meant to be with that person, and I don't necessarily believe in soulmates, but if your souls align and you click and you're meant to be together, then sod what everyone else thinks. So posh, sod everybody else, and just crack on.
Well, okay, so I was giving my sort of tongue-in-cheek initial reaction to it. I think there is essentially an age barrier over a period of time where the age gap doesn't necessarily matter. Like, for example, you know, what does he say? He's 27. Oh, sorry, no, he's 23, right? I think over your 20s.
Oh, yeah, 20s.
I don't, over 20s, I think it's fine.
Although, actually, I feel like I was my most erratic in my early 20s, and it was only in, like, my late...
You're still 20s now, like,
in my late 20s, that I started to calm down. I think I was a late bloomer.
Babe, you're still a bud. I'm waiting for some sort of bloom from you. No, but I genuinely think, right, that there is, you know, I joked about the start, but there is actually a period of time where I don't think it matters. Mm. I'm going to put something to you, right? Because it might shock a few people. My brother's actually gay. If you didn't know that, I've just outed you, Edward. He's out. It's fine. It's fine.
100%.
Mom, Dad, Edward's gay. Oh shit. my brother gravitates towards an older, more mature character.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
Surprise,
I think in
but your brother's quite he's very highly intelligent.
Is he?
Man.
Yeah, well, potentially. He got something. He didn't get the rig or the chat. So
good body. Your brother's fit.
All right, relax. I've heard about your ex-boyfriend. Don't you hear about my brother? So you know, but I know in the gay community, it's a very normal thing to go for you know, have an older person with a younger person.
Yeah.
That's kind of a lot
it
more.
It is very, it, very normal. Yeah.
Very normal, right? In that sphere. And I'm not saying it's abnormal anywhere else. What I would say is interesting, though.
It's interesting that it's more accepted in that community.
Yes, fine. It is accepted. Yeah. I agree with that. But I, you know, if I was a 23-year-old bloke and I was rocking it with a 50-year-old woman, because, I mean, this is going to cause a controversy, but it sort of can sometimes work the other way. But imagine I was rolling around like a 60-year-old now.
Yeah, no, I think you're completely right. I think it's incredibly uncomfortable if there's a man in his, you know, 50s and we'll just say for argument's sake, an 18-year-old girl, so obviously very young, but obviously very legal. That makes people feel very...
Make her 20, so there's no, you know, no.
Fine, 20. Well, I mean, 18 is legal anyway, but fine. 21 for argument's sake.
Argument's sake.
That would make people be a bit like, oh, is he a bit gross? Why did I just go Bristol?
don't like that, Blake.
Is he a bit gross? Like, is he all right? Like, what's wrong with him? Interestingly, you're right. If it's the other way around, I don't think I would be remotely shocked if one of your, in fact, this has happened before, rugby friends turned up with a very, you know, much older girlfriend partner. I wouldn't be surprised at all. And I think it is because of what you said. I think men really do sexualize older women. And I mean, I'm all for that because I'm going to be older at some point too. And I want some of that attention. I don't mean like physically.
Yeah, I think
mean
you do.
Like,
I think you do. Yeah.
I mean like visually. But
might be the last couple's quarantine we do with my whole bag of
wife. Yeah. You're completely right. It is a little bit of a double standard, a societal double standard. And you're right, it does apply in the gay community and it's very, very accepted in that community. All my gay friends have older partners or younger. Yeah. I'm just going through them in my head. Yeah, depending. And I would say, but like significantly.
Yeah.
Like significantly. Yeah. And yeah, you're completely right. And what was the last thing I was going to say? You have dated and been with and had fun with a lot of older women, right?
Oh my God.
But let me ask you a question.
You're not supposed to out people online.
Well, I don't think anyone's remotely surprised. But let me ask you a question.
My parents might be surprised, my friends.
Did you ever actually date an older woman seriously?
No.
Why?
Because those connections were not, they were physically based, let's put it that way. I think, when you're a younger guy, there's that, all that Mrs. Robinson vibe, you know,
yes, exactly.
Education process. I mean, she got educated, let's be honest, but...
doubtful.
Well, you say that, but she went into it with the best intentions and was, you know, turns out I was the lecturer.
You learned everything from
by the end
book,
of the week,
apparently.
She was calling me professor, so that's how good I was.
It didn't happen.
Professor Haskell. She turned up like a stress of a schoolgirl, which is a bit odd, but anyway.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
And so... I went into that. I think I quite enjoyed that. You know, I was 21, 22. I think she was 30. Well, she said she was 30. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was about 42, 43. But that was an interesting sort of period of time, an education period. Also,
and
you know,
when you stopped dating her, or whatever it was.
Dating. You always put down as dating.
Fine, okay.
Dating.
When you stopped sleeping with her. Exactly.
It wasn't a lot of sleeping, but anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I swear, like, a few of your friends were like, oh, can I, is it okay with you if I get her number?
I was like,
so
no.
I do think. I do think it's
no, but I also, I think from men, there's a lot of offers, like, you know, there's nothing better than sort of an older, probably divorcee, little bit of cash, absolutely looked after the rig and set up, looking at $1 million, who's got a little penchant for a, you know, experience. That's what I said.
Who are you talking about? Sorry, male or female?
Female.
Oh, right.
Okay. I would rather, if you could say to me...
I'm getting the feeling that you are like just a smidge of a gold digger.
No, I mean, you want to be able to take you out for lunch occasionally, don't you? You know, because that's why if you go for a younger girl, you've got to take her to Nando's and pay every time because you haven't got any pocket money. And then, you know, if you go to an old lady, you know, a little bottle of Montrachet and before you know it.
I'm 2 years younger than you and I take you out for lunch.
Yes, we're not talking about you. It doesn't work with the analogy.
It's not about age. I mean, I know a lot of women. This is very split down the middle, actually. I know a lot of women who earn more money and do better than their husbands.
Yeah, that wasn't what I was talking about.
Who aren't older. No. So, I mean, I just meant
when they're divorcing, they've got a bit of cash, self-earned or whatever, they just, you know, spend a lot of money on upgrading the setup.
Clearly not self, if they're divorced and they've left the divorce with cash. It's not self-made.
Well, no, I didn't say she'd left it. We weren't analysing her financial situation. I meant as an old piece, she's looked at herself, she's decorated herself up, the rig's there, she's out in the town, she wants a little bit of something. Yeah, like a Christmas tree, right? She's got the baubles on, big baubles, because they're the real key. Big baubles, and not, you know, no fake bums. We're not into any of that crap. That's a show we're going to do about that, actually. Women going mad on body changing. But so I don't think that's a problem. What I would say to this guy was, look, first of all, society judges on everything. Everyone's bitchy and judgy. If you genuinely love each other, then I don't think that's necessarily a problem. I do have one other concern that we'll flag before we move on, which was, because of that dramatic age gap, when he's 50, what's he going to be, 70, 80 something?
Love does not work like that. When you've been with someone for years, maybe in the beginning, maybe the first...
Well, you'll be able to park straight next to Tesco's if he gets that old and get one of them blue badges.
If it's like kind of like a cliff edge, like you're dating someone and they're a lot older, but it's kind of going okay, and then all of a sudden things very rapidly change.
Yeah.
Absolutely, that would be a valid point. He says they've been together for like 5 years already. Yeah. They've obviously got a good old, you know, he's only 50 for crying out loud. It's not that old. You know, Jennifer Aniston's in her 50s.
Jennifer?
Yeah, I know. We'll get to that because there's another one here about that. It's a good segue. But what was I going to say? But love doesn't work like that. When you, especially us, we get married, I agreed that come hell or high water, I would be there for you and I would take care of you, and that is born out of a genuine unconditional love.
My decline is going to happen a lot quicker potentially.
It's already started.
I mean, I crapped the bed once and you say, oh, you? I haven't done that, by the way, don't put that in the paper.
This is couples quarantine. I think you're overlooking.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The fact that when you really love someone and you agree to spend the rest of your life with them, you agree to do so regardless of things that might crop up and pop up. And actually, you know, there are a lot of people out there who are in their 20s and married and something awful happens and you stick by each other.
I agree. And look, I dare say, because my mum will never, I don't think she's going to listen to this.
She will not listen to this.
But I think my mum's like quite older than my dad. Well, pretty sure.
Do you think?
She is, but I don't know what
she looks younger, so yeah, her
My mum hasn't aged. There's a portrait in an attic somewhere that looks like an absolute rat bag.
I hate it when people say that. oh, your dad must have a portrait in the attic. Oh, you must have a portrait. I'm like, can we come up with a new
people.
Phrase?
I don't think a lot of people go around talking about portraits.
People think it makes them think that they sound super intelligent.
Oh, it's not Dorian Gray, relax.
And I was going to say, because then they get to go, actually, it's Dorian Gray. Is it Charles Dickens? I don't even know. I've never read it.
I don't know. It's not
I'm
Charles
pretty
Dickens.
Sure it's Charles it's Dickens.
It's not.
Just bear with while I Google this.
No, don't. Well, you can Google that while I'll finish off what I was saying. So I don't think... Look, I think, first of all, there shouldn't be obstacles in the way of love. I think there is certain areas where it becomes a bit obscure, and I think you've got to understand what you have in common. I think older men hanging around with younger girls is very
suspicious. Oscar Wilde.
Good friend of mine.
I like the name Oscar.
And I think there's certain aspects that I think you've got to be considered. One thing I will say, though, is, like, how old is too old for a man with a woman? Because we had a thing in a rugby team once, and we were sitting down and everyone's like, standard conversation, sipping our coffees, complaining about everything. God, training shit. How old's the oldest bird you've shagged? Right? And it went round like, oh, you know, 40, you know, some went 50, like, 50, oh my God. And then some prop walked past and went 70, and everyone just went, whoop.
It would be a prop.
Honestly, everyone stopped, like, coffees were spilled, things were aghast, hobnobs fell on the floor.
James?
No, babe, no. And I went, and he went, yeah, I went back to her, her sort of, I was going to say care home, but went back to her house, and she was 70.
Okay.
And he said that it looked pristine. Obviously, when you start to unwrap,
under the Christmas tree,
like a present under the Christmas tree. Get the Christmas tree analogy. So I just don't know, but it is interesting. I mean, maybe we'll get some older couples on, because, you know, older couples.
We should get my parents on.
I don't want to talk to your parents about sex. That's really not what I was about.
We don't have to talk about sex.
I was going to say about older people who are still doing it. You know, still, because, you know, what age you stop doing it?
I think, well, women. I think studies show that women hit their sexual peak in their 60s.
Really?
I know, I'm so excited.
Maybe that prop wasn't wrong. Maybe 70 is the actual angle.
No, I said hit the peak in the 60s.
Ah, right.
But then you think about it, right? So a lot of women will hit menopause around that time, and they'll start going on HRT. And HRT can go any which way, obviously, which I would hope people would probably guess. But it can have a huge effect on your libido.
Can it?
Yeah, it can.
Get you on HRT then, will we? Okay.
Get you on HRT?
So
Mr. Afternoon only, just basically trying to make up lies and excuses.
A lot of people agree with me. We've actually got some questions on that, why they did agree. So I think the conclusion is, we basically said that love has no boundaries. I think it is quite shady for older men to hang around. Younger girls, it's not cool to hang around with a 30-year-old because what the fuck are they doing, really?
Oh, no, it's something we all have to go through.
Yeah, fine. And I think...
Just be really careful. And can I just say one thing? I was never this girl, because obviously I'm a mouthy little gobshite, in case you hadn't noticed. But some of my friends got really pressured into doing stuff that they were not in the right frame of, like, they were not in the right place to be doing. But they got pressured into it because they really fancied their older boyfriend. And I would just say, like, I doubt we have any young listeners. I hope we don't. If we do, do not ever, ever, ever feel like you have to do anything that you're not ready to do. And I know that's a bit of a serious thing to do, but it did happen all the time. When you're talking about that, I just feel like I need to say it, because I didn't do it and I didn't give a shit.
took a turn for the dark path this episode. But anyway, it's good warning.
That's how I ended up. I climbed the mountain of experience and I got to you at the top.
it's a dark thing. So, yeah, that's fine. And I think actually be more like the gay community. They're very accepting, and I think it seems to work better there as well.
What do you mean work better?
Well, they seem to be more accepting. There's no lack of, not so much judgment.
Yeah, no, I know. We talked about that. You'll repeat it, Kate. Next question.
I still don't think you want to see me operating around like a 70-year-old woman dating. I don't think that works. I think men age better, but...
Men do age better.
Just putting that out there anyway.
Well, some women are not doing too badly.
Oh, yeah, of course, Jennifer Aniston.
And Charlize Theron looks like she's 25.
Charlize Theron is unreal.
And James is obsessed with her.
Okay, the next question. So if we put that to bed, let us know your thoughts. Have we gone well? Have we gone wrong? Was I talking shit? Was Chloe right? Who knows?
I don't really feel like I passed much of an opinion.
I had an opinion.
Yeah, shock. Okay,
right. Next question. Hi, guys. Love the first episode. It was really funny, and you both have great banter. Don't lie to Chloe. After James confessed his love of Jennifer Anderson and you both recently rewatching Friends, do you both have lists of five? Do you have a list of five celebs you're allowed to sleep with? And is it laminated? Great reference from Friends.
It's laminated.
It's laminated.
That's not the final version. It's laminated. You can do the whole episode back to front. Yeah, we do. But the problem is... We do. This is going to sound like the biggest wanker sentence in the history of the world of all time ever. But James and I frequently find ourselves in situations where the celebrities that we fancy or that we watch on TV or at the cinema end up in our
sphere,
in our social group or in our hotel or something like that. And
in your hotel? Who have you been in a hotel with?
No, you know, like celebrities and we go stay in hotels that end up there. So what I'm saying is that it became very clear very quickly when we first started joking about this kind of thing and then we started meeting these people that maybe this list isn't really that fantastical for us and that we shouldn't apply. And I know that sounds awful and this is not, it's not, what's the word, premeditated. It just happens a lot. And obviously because James is an England rugby player, a lot of people, you know, watch rugby, people would just come up to him and be like, hi, I'm da-da-da. Or like, because of my parents, someone would come up to him and be like, oh, I went on your parents' show or da-da-da. And it all just became a little bit too real. But let's just have fun. And so, yes, we do have lists. And I'll let you go first.
Yeah, it was a bit awkward. I had Judy Finnegan on my list for a long period of time. But then I met her and I think she felt the same, but we just didn't want to ruin anything.
She did feel the same. The first thing she said to me when she met you was, if you don't marry him, I will. I was like, all right, Judy, sit down.
Richard offered me out for a duel with fencing swords.
He did actually tell you to fuck off.
He did actually tell you to fuck
off.
This
is how lit my parents are. I know. Dad tells you to fuck off and mum like literally declares her want for you.
Right. I got invited, I'll just quickly explain this. I got invited to Boxing Day food, right? First time I was going to meet her parents, full family day. Being the rater I was like, I can handle this. Rolled in, met all of her family, met Richard, met Judy. I was like, my God, it's Richard and Judy for TV. They're lovely people. Like, we had a great time. Food was fantastic. And I went into the kitchen.
I'm pretty sure my brother spent the whole time taking sneaky photos of you to send to his friends because his friends are all complete rugby nuts. Like, Jack doesn't watch rugby ever at all. Had no idea who you are. But they were like, is it the James Haskell? Send us pics, send us pics. And I remember looking across the table drunk because I'd had too much wine, standard. Being like, I think Jack is taking a sneaky pic of James. So I didn't say anything because I didn't want to embarrass either of you.
Probably. And then and I walked into the kitchen. Someone had said, look, be careful, Richard, when he gets in the kitchen, he'll be a bit fiery under pressure. But I went in there, said, you need to help, Richard? Said, no, thank you. And I said, well, can I, help, look a bit under stress? Fuck off! And I was like, oh, my God. So he told me to fuck off within 10 minutes of meeting him. I then went back and sat down at the table like this next to Chloe and was like, and I was like, Chloe, and she's like, you're right. And I was like, I don't think your parents like me. I think I'm going to have to go. And I went, well, what happened? I went, your dad just told me to fuck off. She went, oh, he does that to everyone. He told Jamie Oliver to fuck off when he came around and offered to help.
Yeah, it was so funny.
That's pretty impressive to get told to fuck off by the in-laws straight away.
Yeah, but that's my dad. That's my, so I've mentioned this before. Me and my business partner, Emma, have an online coaching business that we do. And obviously, we do live Q&As 3 times a week with our clients over Facebook. And they're always like, there's one client that we have who's always like, Chloe, please stop swearing. I've got kids in the house. And I try so hard, but it's like built into my vocabulary because of my dad.
Someone wrote to me about my other podcast, The Good, the Bad, the Rugby, and went, so many kids look up to you. Could you stop swearing? And I tried, but I can't. Right, my list, Jennifer Anderson, yes. Jessica Biel, yes. Charlize Theron, yes. Who else? There's that one that I asked.
Oh,
there's one that I asked the other day with the great eyes from Deadpool. You know.
Oh, and Homeland.
And was she in Homeland? Yes. No. There's a movie called The Change Up. You said I've got great eyes, but you said I wouldn't necessarily like the rig. Bit of a sloppy bridge. Remember, she's got fantastic eyes. Olivia Wilde.
Oh, Olivia Wilde. Yes, she's
Olivia Wilde. Yes.
From the OC back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, so, Jennifer Anderson, Charlize Theron, Olivia Wilde, Jessica Biel. One more we need.
Oh, Margot. You love Margot Robbie.
Oh, Margot bloody. And do you know what? I found that Margot Robbie married a guy's brother that I used to go to school with.
Yeah. I think they live in Camden.
Yeah. They used to live in Clapham. Mm. And I used to go out in Clapham. And I think where I would be now. if I'd only...
But James doesn't like people who drop rubbish.
Oh, yeah, she littered.
And
littered
I feel like she, the they did something, didn't they?
Yeah,
they but then I don't know, out. Never believe what you
never believe what, yeah,
crap.
Exactly.
Like, photographers, like, paps will take photos and then just make up stories to go alongside them. I've seen it happen. I've had it happen. Yeah. It's just all shit. So do I get to veto any of these? So you can have Jennifer Aniston. You can have Charlize Theron. You can have Margot Robbie. I'm going to veto Jessica Biel, which is a shame because she's, like, really hot. But I'm going to let you have Olivia Wilde. But Jessica Biel is a veto because I met her and interviewed her once, and she is not that friendly.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you've actually, Chloe used to work on the red carpet stuff, interviewing people. So you've actually met a lot, like Leonardo DiCaprio, you said, was the loveliest man ever.
And Tom Cruise, both of them. Just, like... They are like Hollywood A-list movie stars for a
Can
reason.
I swap?
When they look at you and talk to you, it is like there's nobody else in the whole room. Like they are just, I don't even know the word.
Can I swap then Jessica Biel for Brad Pitt?
You can't have sex with Brad Pitt.
Why?
Because he's on my list.
Yeah, but what, we have a
we're not sharing lists.
Why not?
Oh yeah, that would be fab.
I mean, Brad Pitt. I mean, I would 100. Yeah, I mean, he's just dreamy.
Bad ass.
Okay, Pitt. But you know what? So, but what would happen? Just hypothetically, give us your list, then we'll talk about.
You need to replace Jessica Biel, not with Brad Pitt.
Jessica Biel.
Angelina Jolie. I feel like you really fancy.
Oh yeah, Angelina Jolie. Yeah.
I know people that have met her, and they say that she is like fire.
Fine.
Straight fire. Perfect. I think very much what you see is what you get with that one.
Angelina Jolie, if you listen to Couples Quarantine, Chloe says that I can.
Again, I'm more team Aniston. So.
Jennifer, I'd much prefer you if that's possible.
Okay.
Who's your list?
It's weird because, okay, this is going to sound like really annoying, but I feel like as I've grown up, I just don't fancy celebrities like I used to be... obsessed with Justin Timberlake, like beyond, like I queued in Virgin Megastore for about 9 hours to meet him. It was ridiculous. I was like, literally, just that was it. When they did Girlfriend, when he shaved his head, stop, gone. Oh my God. But now I don't have those feelings for celebrities anymore. It's really sad. Okay, but I will say this, Matt Damon.
You're obsessed.
Always has been and always will be not the top of my list, to the point where like I've had friends speak to me about like saying weird things about Matt Damon and me one day getting together and it being really weird and freaking people out and that I shouldn't be that mental.
See, I've never cared enough about anybody other than myself to ever be obsessed with anybody.
Matt
but
Damon
you
is
are
like...
obsessed with Matt Damon. So much so that, do you ever remember that episode in The Simpsons where Lisa becomes obsessed with that bloke and keeps calling up the phone?
Yeah, it was me, that's me.
Yeah, keeps calling up the phone to get like a message and she spends like $20,000.
Yeah, I get obsessed with I get obsessed with a lot of stuff.
I've never been obsessed, never followed a band, never been obsessed with anything.
I'm quite like that. So, yeah. So,
did you have a poster of Matt Damon that bad?
No, I had a poster of Jacob from Twilight. Okay, so, right, this is my list. Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Who makes me go like, oh. Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio in The Departed, in that kitchen scene. Stop. That makes me go like, oh, I get a bit
I was
squirmy.
In LA in a club with called Bootsy Bellows or whatever
yeah,
the club,
yeah, yeah.
Right?
And
there's
famous.
There's like a stack of like seats and basically Leonardo DiCaprio was at the top in his flat cap with just a pyramid of women around him. I remember sitting there. I was actually with Danny Cipriani.
How come he didn't have a pyramid around him?
I think I probably had. And I was sitting
he's
there
got
like
a fiance
that.
Now. Congratulations, Sippy.
Congratulations, Sippy. I was sitting there like that, just like sipping my Corona. Looking up at Leonardo DiCaprio going, how the fuck do you get a pyramid of birds around you?
Okay, so Leonardo DiCaprio. Okay, so Matt Damon, Leonardo DiCaprio, but really only from that scene in The Departed because, like, that's just everything to me.
Fine.
Ryan Reynolds, especially in The Proposal with Sandra Bullock. What about Sandra Bullock? You love her.
I love, yes, Sandra Bullock, yes.
She's, oh my God, in Miss Congeniality, that body, that blue dress. And she goes, Sandra Bullock, I'm gliding here.
So fit.
Anyway, right, so Ryan Reynolds, but it's, I fancy guys in films as characters. That's how, but obviously that's how my brain goes. Mm. Oh, who's that fit guy from Peaky Blinders? Because there's two that look the same. Yeah, and no, it's both
Cillian
really
Murphy. You're thinking, yeah, it is Cillian Murphy. Yeah, yeah.
He is so good looking. He is ridiculous.
He is a dreamboat.
I mean, I can't imagine. Imagine if you're like just sat like at a bar or like, I don't know, on a sun lounger and he just comes and sits next to you and looks at you.
You're thinking the other one was Jonathan Rhys-Meyers.
Yes, also really fit. Oh, and also, now I'm off.
Oh, God.
Black Panther with the hair.
Oh, yeah. How would the mechanics...
What's he called again, the one from Black Panther? Michael B. Jordan,
I think it is.
Get fucked with that. Can I move him to the top of the list?
Yeah, he is.
He made me... Like, I sat in that cinema and I was like, oh, don't know what to do here.
A lot of my teammates, after that Black Panther movie came out, started rocking that lid. Anthony Watson. Courtney Laws as well.
Courtney Laws
is like a giant, massive Black Panther. Like, and I was like, why have you copied it? It's like, bro, I had this haircut before. I was like, Courtney, come on.
And he got the tats as well. But, Anthony Watson and his missus, Elise, are the fittest couple I've ever seen in my whole life. Like, I don't know what to do with them. They're just ridiculous.
Well, probably just leave them be and not go anywhere near them might be an idea. Just with this list thing, though, what would actually happen, though, if I was on the phone to you and I said to you, look, Chloe, I'm out with the lads. Classic me.
Hmm. Who told us this story recently?
Someone actually bottled it. Yes,
We've got the story. Okay, go on. Yes. Tell me your hypothetical.
You tell the story, or should I do it? It's a hypothetical. I'm out with the lads, and Charlize Theron's there, right? We're in a hotel bar in London.
Absolutely not. The answer's no. I would never be like, okay, she's on your list. I'd be like, get the fuck home.
And I was like,
right,
listen, okay, I've been sitting by the bar. She wants me to take her back to the hotel room. Can I do a job on her? I promise you I'll bag up. And she's really keen. And what would you say?
No.
The laminated list goes in the bin.
No, but there are people that I would say yes to because, like, I'm a mega fangirl. Like, Charlize Theron is a fantastic actress and she's beautiful and I love her. I'm not a hater at all. But because I'm not obsessed with her, the answer's no.
Okay.
If it was a woman that I, like Rihanna, 100%, yeah, I'd be like, do it now, report back, see if I can join in. That I would do because I love her. So it's cool for me.
Right.
And same goes for Jennifer Aniston. I'd be like, all right, fine, come
so
back.
So Jennifer Aniston, I'm in a bar and I said to her, listen, Jennifer, I'm really sorry. I'm actually married, but you're on my list.
Imagine how many people must have said this to that whole...
No, she's talking to me because she's like, she hasn't left me alone all night. She's like, oh my God, James, you're so big. I'm like, Jennifer, relax, right? And so she goes, but look, I really like you, but I'm married. So listen, I'm married. I'm just going to speak to my wife because you're actually on my list. We talked about it. She really fancies you. So Chloe, Jennifer Aniston,
I'd stop trying to talk to me all night. Anyway, yeah, I'd let you.
Right, go on. Yeah, but we
and had... like, and then so then like with someone like Jessica Biel again, I'd be like, no, absolutely not. Who else was on your list that I really like? Margot Robbie, I'd probably say no because even though I do think she's absolutely stunning and brilliant, again, I'm not like enthralled by her.
Well, she's also married, so there was basically this actually happened to a couple.
Actually happened. So they had like not a list of five, genuinely like a list of one, and both the husband and the wife had one person on the list. Who was it? Was it Leonardo DiCaprio?
No. It was someone of that level, though.
Yeah. We are talking like A-list, like A-list, and they were in like I think they were in like a members bar, a club. And she was like one table removed. She worked in the industry. And one of this person's minders came up to her and basically said, hey, my client has just seen you. You know, we're sitting right over there. He'd really like to have a conversation with you if you're up for it. And she looked over and it was this celebrity. Who was it?
I can't. We'll say Johnny Depp.
Yeah, it's someone like mega famous. And she was like, holy fuck. So obviously she goes over there because you do. Obviously. She goes over there and they get to talking and... Da, 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 da. She's married, but obviously it doesn't come up because why would it?
She chopped her own finger off, thrown it in the bin with a ring on it.
If you don't volunteer it, and it's somebody who is potentially quite used to getting as much pussy as they want, they're not going to ask. Do you know what I mean? So I think they were like, okay. What was that?
No, because I just love the word you went for the pee bomb, and that's
yeah, sorry. And then it developed and obviously there was chemistry because this person's really fit and he really wants to have sex with her and she's like a fan. And they ended up in a taxi on the way back to his hotel with other people in the car, but not many, like one or two. And she called her husband. Did she leave a message or did she speak to him?
She spoke to him.
And she said, look, this is happening. And like kind of gave him like a heads up. And I think he was really good. And he was like, okay, look, I can't tell you what to do. I understand that this is a really bizarre novelty dreamlike situation. So just do whatever it is you want to do and let me know. What is that, right? He was pretty like
he was actually quite level-headed about it.
Quite level-headed, basically like, obviously I don't want you to, but I understand this is a really weird situation. Which I was shocked at, because if that was me, I'd be like, get the fuck out of that taxi now. And the girl who's telling us the story was the same. She's like me, we're both quite scrappy. In fact, her nickname is Scrappy-Doo. And she was like, I would be like, get out now. Like, I wouldn't even go that far. But the girl ended up leaving and going home pretty much immediately, which I thought was fantastic and good for her.
Yeah.
And I would have done the same thing. But am I wrong to say, and please do correct me if I'm wrong, it would be harder for a man to do that.
Would it be harder for a man to do that?
And I don't, maybe that's reflective of
you. I probably just would have shagged the celebrity, then called up and asked, and when you said no, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll just come home.
And that's my husband.
I'm joking.
To a T.
I wouldn't do that. I'd never call you and tell you about it. Guys, that was another episode of Couples Quarantine. It's episode 4. We've got some guests coming up. We're planning. Is there any couple that you'd like us to get on the podcast? Email us cqquestions@jameshaskell.org. Please don't say Jennifer Aniston, because we'll never get her, because she's, I've got a court order. I've got to stop sending her pictures.
I don't know. Did you see what happened during lockdown with those Irish radio presenters who managed, after like a whole campaign of trying to get Matt Damon, because his filming got shut down in lockdown in Ireland.
Yes.
I think it was Ireland, yeah, trying to get him on. He actually ended up going on the show.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you,
happen. You can start a campaign, James, to get Jennifer Aniston on.
Yes, Jennifer. Or who else would we want? Oh, we'll come back to it. Listen, I'm James Haskell. You've been listening to Couples Quarantine. You're who?
Who the fuck are you? I'm Chloe Madeley. You've been listening to Couples Quarantine. And the next 2 episodes, guys, we do have some celebrity couples on. We've actually got three lined up.
Yeah.
So do let us know if you want anyone specific that, again, is we can actually get, and we'll try to get them on.
And send us your questions. Please subscribe. Please share. Give us a follow on Instagram at James Haskell or Chloe Madeley. And we'll catch you all soon.
At Madeley Chloe.
Yeah.
Dickhead.
Whatever.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.